Unlike many clinics, the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab consists of many different specialists across many different disciplines. One of the services they offer is clinical and therapeutic massage. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us, and this is just another great service that you offer your patients.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have, we have three very competent, experienced clinical massage therapists here. We're going to bring on Derek Jones here in just a second. We had the good fortune to bring him on a couple of years ago. He has, he'll talk about it, multiple years of experience working with collegiate type athletes. Just really, really lucky to have him. The thing with therapeutic massage is that we're trying to, you know, make changes to tissues and so forth, and he'll talk about that. But it really differs from like a clinic, or pardon me, like a spa type massage where you might just go in for relaxation. So we're going to bring Derek on, and he can visit with you a little bit about that.
All right. So Derek, tell us about, sort of describe for us what a clinical or therapeutic massage is and how that might differ from other types of massages we might be familiar with.
Okay. Well, here we have a very specific goal in mind. So someone comes in, say, I've got a shoulder ache or a neck ache or whatever. So the massage is not, shall we say, relaxing. Mm-hmm. It definitely has more of a discomfort, and I hate to scare people, but the idea that we're going to go for a specific idea of what hurts, how can we fix it, and move on.
So describe for us a little bit of your background and how you came to Tulsa Spine and Rehab.
Okay. Yeah. Sean and I met about 2.5 years ago. I was in private practice. We shared mutual clients, mutual patients, and that's how we got together.
So when we talk about clinical or a sort of a therapeutic massage, who can benefit from that type of treatment?
Anyone with a kind of a newer muscular issue, whether it be skeletal in nature or muscular in nature, we can kind of adapt that.
So when someone comes in, I mean, just sort of to paint the picture for them, I mean, this is something to where you're working those muscles. You're working them, you're pushing them, pulling them, whatever you got to do to mm-hmm. with something in mind. I mean, this, like you said, this isn't really a relaxing experience. You have an end game in mind, correct?
Exactly. So we're going to do, basically, we're going to explain, first of all, what we're doing, why. And that, you know, there may be a little discomfort, but it's not going to be painful, and that there is a protocol to say it's going to be 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 visits. I mean, it depends on the nature of the injury, and depends on how long someone has had the problem.
Are there side effects potentially?
No, I mean, maybe a little discomfort the next day, like a workout soreness, mm-hmm. but not, I mean, it shouldn't be painful to where you feel like you've been beat up.
Is it possible to get a bad massage?
Oh, I think it's very possible. I mean, everyone has their own preferences. You know, some people like deep tissue, some people don't. It's kind of like a having a bad meal, I guess. You know, everyone has their own preferences.
So it matters who's doing it. You can't just go to, you know, Aunt Sally. I mean, you need a trained professional to do it the right way.
I mean, and then again, even the most trained people there's a learning process. Whether you connect with that client or, however you work with people. And not everyone meshes well with you there.
At Tulsa Spine and Rehab, you'll get the best care with the latest technology and the best professionals. Give them a call today to find out what they can do for you. 918-743-3737.